The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
NFL basically saying no punishment for Tariq Hill.
Yeah, that surprises me. And you know who has every right to be pretty pissed off about that is Jerry Jones. Because, I mean, Zeke Elliott, you could
argue. Well, and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, but you could argue that he got suspended for less than Tyreek Hill.
I think it's one of those things that, okay, if he didn't do this to his kid, then what are we really talking about?
Well, we're getting to that point, which is, in a way, it's kind of disturbing that unless there's video of it, well, they just pretend it didn't happen.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click likes and messages. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You missed a lot of good stuff. You missed some great interviews. We had Freddie Roach, had Norman Chad, Heidi Andral. She was great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go controversial here. Most attractive woman we've ever had on the show, even
she
over Hannah Jeter.
She might be. It's tough.
We were talking off air. Everybody always says, well, she's not my type. There's not a man or woman who likes women that she's not their type.
Yeah. There's no, like, well, she's okay. She's just a beautiful lady.
Yeah. And she was a lot of fun. So, plus, we've just had all kinds of fun with Nick's horn and everything else. So.
And jiggaloos and jiggalettes.
So it's been a very interesting show so far, and hopefully you guys have enjoyed it as much as we have, because I can guarantee you we're having fun. Live from Las Vegas, the MGM Grand, to promote tomorrow night's fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. It's live on pay-per-view, and you can also there's still tickets available, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but
no,
they're available.
That's a cool, like, tickets aren't usually cheap when you're in the Grand Garden Arena. I think I mean, as nice as T-Mobile is, I think I'd rather watch a fight here than at T-Mobile, because it's just such a cool – it's a unique venue in that there's no bad seats, and it's
the atmosphere
it's perfect
in there
for fighting.
The atmosphere is fantastic, too. I'm with you, and I love T-Mobile. And I'll tell you, a Golden Knights game is one of the most amazing things you'll see in there, because it's such a production, and the fights there are great, too. But, yeah, there's just something about the Grand Garden. It's like Madison Square Garden.
Right.
You know, it's a traditional place for boxing, and it's fantastic. All right, we're waiting on RJ and Brad, and Aaron will let us know when they're ready, and maybe Fezzik. I don't know. I don't know who all's there.
Well, we definitely need Brad there.
Yeah, we definitely need Brad today. But we'll find out soon enough. And, man, hope everybody is having a great weekend. And there's some other fights. We talked to Juan Adams yesterday. Make sure you check him out on ESPN.
They both made weight today. 266 pounds on the dot each. That is the most amount of meat you're allowed to have in a fight.
Yeah, Juan didn't seem too concerned about it yesterday when we talked to him. But, I think that's going to be I'm actually thinking of going and buying a parlay ticket, Juan and Keith Thurman.
Okay.
What do you think?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Because I already have a Thurman ticket. But I think that I feel really good about Juan. And the Thurman bet, I think I'm just doing for value, but man, if I could turn that into a couple extra $100,
yeah,
then why not? 713-780-ESPN is your number, and one of the things that was hoping to get to talk to these guys about at some point is how much they do individual season prop bets.
Yeah.
Because the NFL is out. Now, I know Brad, it's pretty easy because Brad will tweet out his tickets, like Heisman.
Yeah.
Things like that, which is really cool, which makes him a good follow on Twitter, at BradPower7. But I'm kind of curious, like Fezzik. I know he does Fezzik bets a lot of stuff. I'm always kind of curious about some of his.
It's something I don't get into. I don't like, we've discussed, I don't really like futures bets because I don't like having my money locked up for that long. But there is a market for it, for sure.
All right.
Brad does do it.
We are very pleased to welcome our good friend, RJ Bell. And you can follow him at Twitter, RJ in Vegas, pregame.com. RJ, is it just you today, or do we have some of the team with us?
Well, we have me plus two others, right? So, number one, we've got Steve Fezzik. I mean, I heard
the only two-time winner of the Super Contest.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct. We've got, one other person. Hold on.
We're talking about the one and only RJ Bell.
So, we got Stephen A., and then we have RJ Bell.
Okay. All right. No Brad Powers today.
Yes. You want to hear a story? I mean, this is freaking crazy. And I'll give you the succinct 90-second version. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I mean, when I asked you guys a question, you didn't respond. I said, you want to hear a story?
We thought it was a
rhetorical question. We always want to hear your stories, RJ, so you don't really have
bring
to
you
ask
on.
Us. Yeah.
Here it is. So Brad Powers has lived in the same house, or it's actually a complex of, like, nice condos and such, and he has a truck that's worth about $70,000. One of those, hey, I grew up on the farm, but now I made it, so I still want a truck, but nothing's been in the back of that flatbed for 10 years kind of thing.
Okay.
And he walks out, and his car is gone.
Oh no.
Now, it's his parking spot. This guy's affluent enough that he has his own parking spot in the condo complex. So, what could it be? Right? So
he got home drunk the night before? That happens to Fred all the time.
Now, there's some good stories on that, yeah. Remember, Goodwill Hunting had a good one of those.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes out, and he finds out through beating the bushes that they towed it. Now, you might think, how could this be such a big story? He got towed. They said he got towed to Area 51.
What?
Now, hold on. That's not even the beginning of it. Now, what ends up happening is we dig into this. We're talking about it on air, and one of our cohorts, Jonas Knox, said, well, you know, guys, we talked about Area 51 on the show yesterday. Now, I took a rare day off, contractually obligated, actually, just for me to recover and such, and I didn't hear the whole show. I listened to most of it, but didn't hear that one little part. And I go, what? So now think about this. We had never mentioned Area 51 before in the show. Obviously, Area 51's in the news. For the first time in freaking history of Straight Out of Vegas, our show, national, 200 station, we mention it. The next day, and by the way, Fez, you were there. What percentage of all the words spoken in that segment about Area 51 did Brad speak? And what percentage did the other two, you and Jonas, speak?
Brad was 85% of it.
So there was one person talking a lot about Area 51 for the first time ever on a national radio show with 200 stations coast to coast. It has a podcast, too, for those that want to listen. Now, the next day, in a spot that this person has parked for 3 years, and it's been towed zero times, his truck was towed to Area 51. Coincidence?
How far is Area 51 from here?
Fez?
Yeah, good 20 miles. It's far north Las Vegas, and we are in east Las Vegas.
So it probably would take to drive there, 50 minutes from here?
With traffic here, I think it's going to be a 50-minute drive, yeah.
So they remember, Brad's complex is within 100 yards of the office. So literally, he has to drive 50. And so they towed him his car 50 minutes away.
Wouldn't Brad have some sort of recourse with the with the management of the condo complex? Because it seems like if he's got his spot, he's getting towed from his own spot. There should be hell to pay.
Well, listen, if you want to fight the government, I mean, there's a long history of this. That'd be so funny if he threatened a lawsuit, and the next day two guys in black suits show up. I mean, so I don't know. But let me tell you something. That is freaking weird.
That is pretty weird. Well, I'm bummed.
Well, how do you know that somebody – how do they know it was towed to Area 51, and how does he get it back?
They're driving out there now to get it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you this. I put this challenge out on our show. Every word that I just said, any material part of that, if anyone can disprove it, I'll give them $1 million. Meaning, we're not exaggerating anything.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's not, I mean, no, I'm not saying because you didn't believe us. I'm saying a lot of people are going to listen and say, oh, come on. I'm telling you, that's what happened, and I'll back it by a mil.
Is it possible that Brad just wanted a day off, and that's the best excuse he could come up with?
No, because he came because his apartment complex is so close, he walked over to do the show before going to get his car.
Oh, who took him to get his car?
Is our new producer, Daryl, who was a producer in Atlanta radio for about 15 years, and he worked for the NFL Network, and now he's hit the big time.
Oh, and RJ, you did not see Brad when he first arrived. I personally have never seen Brad Powers so angry.
But that was different. He didn't think anything about the idea that this is some conspiracy or whatever. He was thinking my freaking $70,000 truck was gone, and for about 10, or I think it was about a half hour, he thought it was stolen.
Exactly.
And who knows if he's got bags of cash in there?
Probably does.
Tickets.
Or, you know, a woman. I mean, he's got
taped
a woman
up in the back seat.
A woman tied up with tape over her mouth.
Chappell
I could see that.
Style.
Yeah, I could see
well, first
that.
Off, that's not what happened. Chappell Quiddick.
I know.
Don't get political, Fez. Did you ever hear that? I won't say what he said, but this is one of the great Fezzik stories of all time. Here's my thought on politics. Is we are gamblers. So what's easy to say is that we lean libertarian in many ways. So that way you don't have to take every libertarian position, but we're about freedom, man, freedom, right?
Yes.
That's a safe political stance to have.
I voted for Gary Johnson in the last two elections, RJ.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't matter if you didn't know about Siri or not. You just said he's my guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I could have voted for the alternative. I mean, we won't get political.
But here's the thing that I don't know if you recall, but that was like when he was kind of surging, 6% or whatever. And then, all right, I think it was a LOPO. Again, I'm no politician, but so what ends up happening, though, is people respect that you've got some things you feel strongly about and you're going to talk about them. But otherwise, to me, there's two reasons not to talk about them. One is that it's going to offend a lot of people, and you didn't get that position to do that, meaning I personally think where that line is it personal Twitter account? Is it this? The question is ESPN Houston imbuing upon you guys a position in society that even if you do something in your private life, and I mean private as in it's public, you talk to the newspaper, give an interview, but you're not giving it as the host on ESPN, but you're giving it as a private citizen. Yeah, but would they care about you if you didn't have the job at ESPN? So I think that line isn't clear, right? But if you're on the airways, though, of ESPN, and you say things ESPN don't want you to say, and you have a right to, you have a right to go on the street and say what you want, but that's their airwaves. It strikes me that restrictions there make sense. And I think if you look at ESPN, the mothership, obviously the amount of political talk has gone to almost nothing. because they figured out why, you know, a lot of people are going to get mad about it. And so I agree with that in general, but here's another reason, meaning that, I think that the time to talk about politics or anything is when that's the topic, right? If you have a political show, you're talking politics. Now, a lot of people out there might say, but RJ, think about how this is connected to that. And I see that too. These are not all easy answers. But I got one more piece, and it's actually humility. And you might think, come on, RJ, I'm serious. I'm a world-class expert at sports betting. I mean, literally. I would make the case there's probably 100 people in each niche of sports betting on average that know more than me. So that still puts me in the 99.999, whatever. But there's still 100 people know more. I don't think anybody can take their knowledge and distill it into an understandable way.
Absolutely, RJ. You can take things and explain it to the everyman that a lot of the math geeks are completely
none
unable
of them can,
to.
Yeah, I mean, they can try. Some do it better than others. That's my specialty, dude. Know enough to be able to know what to distill and then do it in a way that's good. So what I'm saying is I'm an expert, however you want to say it. But what is my expertise at politics? I mean, I'm probably somewhere in the, you know, 90s because I'm a very bright person who also spends probably 7-8 hours a week reading about it or watching shows about it.
All right.
But I don't know anything. I'm like, you know what I'm like, quite frankly, in politics? I'm like the guy now that's acting like they're a gambling expert. You know, and again, I like this guy, and I'll mention him as the example. Brent Musburger.
Brent Musburger. You like Mussy?
No, I'm saying the opposite. let me say this. No. Let me be clear, though. Brent Musburger, as a broadcaster, has had one of the great careers in the sports broadcasting industry. I mean, how many people do you put ahead of him? Can't be more than 5 or 6, right?
No, you're right. You're right. No.
I mean, if you look at the accomplishments of his career, I'm not even talking about the style. Everyone's got their own opinion. But he's been a hobbyist as a sports batter, meaning amongst all the broadcasters, he was in the top, you know, couple or maybe the number one. But it doesn't mean you're an expert. I love the show Dallas. For a while on Fox, when I was doing a hit with the show that we ended up replacing, and maybe the fact that this ended up being such bad radio, that's why they got fired. I don't think so. Nicest guys in the world, though, the Gorman cousins, is we would do Dallas trivia. So once a show, one of the guys would ask me a question like, how many acres was South for? And insanely, I was getting like 80% of them. I mean, I'm talking about niche stuff you couldn't imagine. I love Dallas, right? But if somehow, some way, I had an opinion on the oil industry, I would be more well-informed than most because I've watched a lot of Dallas. But should I be making policy for the country?
Probably not.
So the question is, Brent Musburger was an enthusiast. But he wasn't a professional. Meaning, he was spending what percentage of his day, how many hours a week was he handicapping or betting? My guess was less than 10, but maybe 20. Fez, in a typical week, how many hours are you handicapping or betting?
90.
I think that's high. We'll call it 80. But it's a lot. It's a lot. So how do you compare the two? You don't. So, you know, to me as a political guy, I'm probably analogous to Musburger as a batter. I know more than most, but it's a hobby. And thus, why should I, who got these airwaves because I'm an expert at one thing, be pontificating on another?
Well, but these airwaves. Like, I'm on these airwaves because I'm not an expert at anything. I mean, so
well, that's a whole different approach.
Yeah, I mean, I just talk about what I want to talk about.
No, but let me respond to that a little bit, RJ, because I think, well, I agree with you. I do think there's a certain element of, you know, and I'm not defending Musburger, but if he's going to switch over to doing what you guys do, if he puts his mind to it and learns it and puts the effort in, then maybe he's smart enough to be good at it. I think if you decided.
But hold on.
Let me finish. I think if you were to do the same thing with politics and put effort into it, then you would be an expert on it. I mean, I think that's – I don't know that
– How many years would it take?
I don't know. I think it just depends on – I think you could be know as much as anybody about politics, I think, in less than a year, if that were is that what you were doing. And you know what? And with gambling, you're going to see so many more of these guys who are big names in something else coming into your arena because they're names. And 95% of them are not going to be able to put in the effort and become that kind of person. But it doesn't mean it's impossible. I do think there's people who could do it. I don't think Brent Musburger is a guy. But I think there is something to be said for – because I've done five different careers in my life. And when I've set my mind to them, I've been successful at them. And I think – you could do the same thing if that's what you want to do. And I also think there's some things we should have opinions on, even if our opinions are not, not that we can change policy, but it's okay to have an opinion on something.
Okay. So let me address, and this answer is really easy. I think there is a way to say, hey, listen, guys, I know I don't understand all the complexities of this, but in general, I have such a bias towards that. So let's say like the chant that came up at the Trump rally that's been a big talk. Let's say someone is a Trump hater and they're on air. And if they said the following, if they said, listen, I don't know all the ins and outs, blah, 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 but what I know is this, tolerance, especially for people who came to this country and because of the way they look, their accent, whatever, are going to have a hard time to start with, I think we should err towards that.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I probably do too. But what I'm saying is that seems reasonable. Even if a person doesn't know everything, because really his ultimate conclusion, that macro one, is let's err towards tolerance to the people that need it the most, can be applied to the specific case without knowing all the details of the specific case. But that's not what's happening.
Well, nobody,
what's happening is...
But see, you'll admit that, and most reasonable people will admit that. But most people aren't reasonable. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I could make the argument on the other side. I could make the argument, and this is what most extreme groups do, or extreme even, let's say, 20% of the country, is they say, listen, the infrastructure is built against us. And do you think, if you saw, talk about Texas, is Beto, whatever his name is the amount of love that guy got when he announced Vanity Fair, this, and the voice of the people when it comes to Mayor Pete, for example. The fact they're calling him Mayor Pete, where they're saying, let's brand this guy in a way that his last name, which is going to be a negative to any politician to have a last name that's so hard to pronounce for most people.
And has butt in it.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Or is it Boot? I thought it was Budovich or something. How is it even pronounced?
Yeah, I think it's Budigig.
Budigig?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where's Butt?
Yeah. At the beginning
See,
of
we
it.
Don't know.
Yeah. At the beginning of it.
So the fact of the matter is that the fact that they're saying, oh, Mayor Pete, it's like where he's like a friend of theirs. Come on. If anyone that doesn't look at the national news and say, you know, let's say the old school, watch it at 6:30 at night, that they're sympathetic to the left more. I'm not saying they're lying. It's just the voice. There was a study done where there was two newspapers, and one was a little more right, which is pretty rare. It might have been the New York Post or whatever. And the other one was probably the New York Times. I'm not sure, but a typical paper on the left. And this is during the 80s. They went through, and they had, remember in Florida when they had the butterfly ballots in 2000? They had one Republican, one Democrat, and they both had to agree, you know, however it was. They literally had one left guy, one right guy or gal, and they were going through saying, do we agree these two stories are covering the same topic? So it would have been Reagan's Pete's Talk and Reykjavik or whatever. Okay, then that went into the pool. And then they went through and had some impartial third party say, was this positive or was this negative? Literally, it was like a 3-to-1 ratio where in the liberal paper, the ones that were positive to Reagan, and this isn't the opinion page. This is fact. They were presenting the facts. But you know how there's two different ways you can present facts to end this part? Is I could say that, oh, unemployment dropped to 3.8% and if I'm a right guy, because it's Trump as president, I could say, and that is the lowest unemployment in the history of this country, which I'm not saying it is, though there are records being broken now. Okay. Or I could say, and that fell 42% short of the number of jobs that were supposed to be created. And that shows that some people now believe, because you can go from fact to now opinion and say that this is a sign, and a very concerning sign, change your, the register in your voice, of an upcoming recession. Both facts are, or it's still all in the facts set. Now, you guys can't tell me you don't watch the shows and read the papers and see that.
No, I do, and I it goes to sports. You can pull stats out and have two completely different perspectives on it. I mean, it really does. So,
and when you look at hometown teams or announcers or such that are homers, and I know you guys are probably hurt your career some not being homers, right?
We do okay.
Yeah, you see it all the time. No. What I'm saying is wherever you're at is, I'm guessing the wheels would be greased a little bit more if you were more of a homer.
Maybe, but I think there's some people who are refreshed by the fact that we just say what
we
think.
That's an Yeah, that's the Clay Travis example. So, again, 30 seconds to wrap it all up is, to me, that fanatical 20% can say, yeah, maybe you're right in the abstract, but we've got to get our point across more cleanly and with more vigor because – and I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm saying both sides are usually someone's in – if there's a group of people that's – smart enough to think things through and at least justify themselves. So to me, the funniest thing of all is that in a world where nuance is the only way that you can get to any answer, less and less of our platforms where there's talking other than the dinner table at home in one house, which also with two jobs and the mother's working, here's a TV dinner. I mean, where else other than your group of buddies that you really like and talk honestly with that are smart enough to have these kind of talks, when else can you really deal with nuance and not be afraid of saying one word that's wrong and being lambasted?
Well, that's a deeper topic that actually would require a lot more conversation, I think, because that's exactly right. But I think the reasons for it are, I think the problem is the reasons that exists. And that's what we really need to dive into. But unfortunately, we're out of time. So,
but you know something? This was the show. You know how, like, in February, we always say, you know, if we were in July, we could just deep dive into this? This is a good July segment.
It was. That was supposed to dovetail into a great Fezzik story.
Oh!
So we'll have to get back to that.
Next
week, we'll get into that. And when Brad's back, I don't want you guys to spill the beans to Brad. But
okay.
I'm going to take his bet, that 80% free throw bet.
Okay. I swear to God I won't spill the beans. But you know what we need to do? You and I should have a quick call this week and make sure, let's set terms that I'm going to, because I'll be the arbiter of the terms, obviously, because that's just what I do. And as long as you and I agree, I'll make it where Brad needs to agree, and at least we'll get fair terms, and we won't have to waste the time on the radio.
Okay, because the one thing he asked for last week that I think is ridiculous is 3 months of prep time. I don't want to be in this for 3 months. And by the way, 3 months, college football is about to start up. Brad's not going to have time to practice shooting free throws.
Well, then if anything, you should give him the 3 months.
I mean, I just don't want to
wait. But what's it hurt? First of all, let's be honest. In radio, we'll get a chance to draw, you know, talk about it once a month for 2 minutes. Why not?
I think 1 month is a reasonable amount of time.
All right. Well, listen. You know what I'll do is I'll talk to him and say nothing about you're going to take it, saying, hey, we're probably going to have to talk about that next week because we've been pitching it. And what's the least amount of time? We'll find a number he's happy with.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Well,
RJ,
this is going to be fun.
All right. RJ, Steve, thanks a lot. As usual, I had a question for Steve that I didn't get to, but we'll hopefully get to that next week, too.
By the way, RJ, a quick stat before you go. Brad thinks he can shoot 80% from the free throw line. Do you know what Klay Thompson shot from the free throw line this season?
Less than 80%.
83%.
Ah, okay.
So Brad thinks he will make three less shots from the free throw line out of 100 than Klay Thompson. That's what that number right there is why I have to take this bet.
Well, I love it. And I tell you this, guys, and I'm saying this honestly, is if you wanted to, is if we wanted to have a seg, because I would like this too, to be honest, because after doing the whole show right before this, having a longer segment is draining for me, is you might say, well, don't talk as much. It's like, well, I owe it to the audience.
But of course you do.
If you want to do what we do, like a 15-minute, and then and I know Brad's going to do Thursdays, I'm thinking, right, again, once for
yeah,
the football, is we can have Fez do a 10-minute segment right after with just Fez if you want.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that off air, though, because we're way, way over. So.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you next time. All right. Shocker, we need to go to break.
Yeah.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas, for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. We're almost done. One last segment after this, and then we're going to go out and have fun. Lamont says, it seemed like RJ's tooting his own horn. I like him, but he sounds hella arrogant on this hit. I would say that, yeah, keep in mind, RJ's doing Fox Sports now. And, you know, they kind of encourage that. So I think he's evolved a little in that direction.
Yeah.
To say the least. But
he is, I mean, he's right. He is one of the utmost experts in this.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is why I understand the whole Musburger bit. He's been building to this for years. And with pregame and doing all the hits that he's done, I mean, for over a decade, he's been the go-to guy on sports betting. I don't even think that's debatable. But it's now that it's legal, you're going to have all these guys jumping in the sandbox. You know what it's like? Like, let's say you were the guy who opened the first poker room in Houston. You spent all the legal money to get it done. You built it up. Everybody knows who you are. And now there's 20 rooms.
Yeah.
And some of them have more money. And some of them have flashy names. And I think that's, you know, and from his perspective, that's got to suck, but it's also understandable. You know, to me, it's like when, you know, NBC hires these guys to do horse racing handicapping that don't know bleep.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Well, and it's difficult. And RJ and I have talked about this before, and that's one of the reasons why RJ, and one of his future business plans, and part of the reason why RJ asked me to start working for him at pregame, was because it's rare to have people with a good understanding of sports betting who are also professional broadcasters.
Right.
And that's what he basically told me. He's like, that's what I see in you. It's like, you're a guy who's, you know, if you committed full time to being a handicapper, you're sharp enough to be a professional bettor. But
and that was kind of my point to him. Was that some of these guys are going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of them, and I'm not saying that because I feel like we're two of them, but I think there are guys that can do it. And it's a matter of, you know, putting in the effort and having the right mindset. But as most people on this that listen to the show have known for years, we were gamblers long before we were ever broadcasters.
Yeah.
And – you know, but I also just want to caution people, and it goes back to the story I told at the top of the show. Be careful about not just who you follow, but how deep you get into this stuff, because it can. There are a lot of negatives, and I don't want to ever. Like I've told people a thousand times, horse racing is hard, man. It is hard, and it's tempting because you can bet a little to win a lot, but you're going to miss a lot more than you hit, and you got to be prepared for that because the hits are worth it. So, yeah, Derby didn't work out, Preakness didn't work out, but I caught the Belmont big.
Yeah.
And you got to be patient enough to understand that you're not going to hit them all. Hey, Fred, Lebatard speaking politics has him in hot water right now. Tread lightly, boys. Don't want to lose you over something as subjectively petty as politics. Yeah, he got – I guess he had to miss the first hour of his show today for going off on the Trump thing. We're in a little different spot because we're not owned by ESPN.
Right.
We're owned by Gal Media. And we don't do a ton of politics. We really don't. It's We make fun of everybody on both sides, but that's just kind of always been the MO. We make fun of everything, especially ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's I'm not too worried about us ever getting into that spot. I'm sure that ESPN National every now and then is going to hear something they don't like from us, but the reality is, you know, we pretty much – and I trust us enough to not get off the rails on stuff like that.
I mean, we typically try to avoid – politics in general. But if there's something crazy that happens, we don't I'm not afraid to talk about it.
No, and we should.
And I know that anytime you talk politics, you're pissing off half your audience, and I get that. But, I mean, I've always thought that people tune into radio because they want to hear a personality. They want to hear someone's opinion.
And they want to be entertained.
Yeah, you're not always going to agree with their opinion, but you don't have to.
You're stuck in traffic with a bunch of idiots. You just want somebody who's going to make you laugh and entertain you and maybe give you something to think about. That's it.
The safe thing about listening to political radio is you can choose what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And when you listen to if you're listening to a concern, and I don't know how many liberal, talk radio stations there are. I don't think there's many because that's not how most liberal people consume their media. But if you tune into conservative talk radio, you know what you're going to get. So there's no surprise.
Right.
Like, if there's a...
Well, on the other side, if you tune into Bill Maher or Trevor Noah, you know what you're going to get.
Right. Whereas with sports, it's a little bit different. You could tune in this, like, you may be, for instance, the Jake Marisnyk home plate collision.
Yeah.
There are some people who were like, there's no way he should be suspended. That wasn't dirty. And then there's another group of people who are like, that was dirty, that's wrong, you got to suspend this guy. You don't know what somebody's opinion on it's going to be. It's always kind of a surprise. Whereas in those formats, it's basically, you know exactly what's coming. If there's if you're listening to conservative talk radio and some mass shooting happens, where the gun control debate is going to go, like what side of it they're going to fall on. So it's predictable, but I don't know. That's why I kind of like what we do.
Yeah, and the big difference is when people tune in, we're not going to tell them what they want to hear half the time.
No.
And that's fine. Amos says, so RJ said that to basically say there's good people on both sides, or did I misunderstand him?
There's good and bad people
on
both
people,
sides.
Yeah. And then back to the breastfeeding. You know, Adrian says, when a lady breastfeeds in front of me, I usually tell her their child invited me for lunch. Nice. All right, quick break. One last segment in the week. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Longhorn Dimitri says, thanks for the Ancient Aliens bug. This show is tripping me out. Never watched it until you talked about it. Yeah, I'm missing my Ancient Aliens today because it's all day Friday on the History Channel. And Lamont, if you think 99.9% of our jokes are directed at conservatives, you're only hearing what you want to hear. And that's the problem. I can't tell you how many people say, why are you always banging on liberals? It's like, okay. So it's just what you guys want to hear.
Yeah, it depends on what side you're coming from.
Which is why I stay away from it as much as possible. All right, let's do some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
If it hadn't have gone off, she'd still be here today. Well, not here. She'd be in Spain.
Well, yeah. She might be here. Mail order.
Maybe. I don't know. She's 56. I mean, who's ordering that?
That's they call that the clearance rack, right? R.I.P.
$8. $8 American. I like intelligent animal stories.
I don't love those because it just means that eventually they're going to catch up with us.
Well, they've already caught up with a big portion of the population. I mean, read the text messages.
Well, Fred's headphones are broken.
So it's just me today, apparently. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And here we go.
That's not for me. I don't... Okay, 437.55.
It's so simple to please people, right? Every year that I've been to her flat, I've always bring her a gift.
Sexually?
No. Yeah,
never.
Well, anyway, this pamplona. Things happen. It's a dark hole.
That's right.
Anyway, no.
That's a mean thing to say about
it. Yeah, well, I mean.
Bulls run by. It's their first time.
Okay. And
boom, they go.
By the way, all women say it's their first time.
I know that.
Yeah, she's lying.
She has been gored.
She did this at least 15 times in college. I'm glad you survived.
Thank you. I'm going to send Fred, I'm going to send you some photos for Sports Map.
Yeah, we're going to put an article up on Sports Map. And
don't post the one of Rosario's dark hole.
Well, yeah, we don't do that kind of stuff, but I'm working on another website.
It's right.
Yeah.
One more website. Right. The Goring.
So, pornmap.com.
Have you talked to David Gow about that yet?
Yeah, pornmap.com. Yeah, we're on it.
The dark hole. That's
Yeah, that sounds like something back in the day when you read Hustler, one of those short stories that somebody would say.
Goring the Dark Hole, the Peter Remington story.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
We said, I'd take Oklahoma City. All those picks and starting over would be a builder's dream.
Yeah, but then you have to live in Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's that.
Let's do Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Oh, this clowny guy, man, that plays defensive end for the Texans.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad.
A little, like, nutty taste in there.
Definitely a little nuttiness.
That's Eric's.
My special
that's what you
salty
did.
Nut
great. Yeah,
concoction man. For you, Fred.
It's just a dip.
How long did you age him in that?
For you, extra long.
That's right.
Why does this beer taste salty? Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Pretty good week.
Not bad.
Pretty good week.
Good job to our man Nick Sharara, who came out here and did the he's kind of the jack of all trades when we're out here. He runs around, gets up guests, goes to the grocery store and gets us drinks. I mean, he does it all. He deals with racist Uber drivers. You know,
he's become the less racist Michael Pearson.
I guess so. Yeah.
Less handsome Michael Pearson.
Less handsome.
Excuse me.
For
I got
sure.
caught up on the racist. And he's got a horn.
Nick is he's the horniest dude here.
So, no, great job, Nick. Great job, Aaron.
Literally every way, he's the horniest dude here.
Hoffman, you were damn good this week.
Thanks,
especially
man.
The last couple days. So, good job. I only partially sucked, so that's not bad for me. We'll be back on Monday. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend.
Enjoy the fights.
Yeah, and whatever else you're doing this weekend. Have fun. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.